Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program with Leah Marie here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. You can learn more about Leah's coaching services at mindhealthcoach.com. Thank you for joining us today as we journey into the discovery of natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today.
Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host, and you're listening to a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast of the Mind Health Coach Program. It's played every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. And always remember to visit mindhealthcoach.com to learn more about my coaching programs and the workshops that I'm offering in person. And remember, you can change your mind and change your life. So today I have a guest on the show. I'm really excited to have Jen Edden. Jen, are you there?
I am. Hi.
Yes. Hi. So I met Jen about a month and a half ago in Arizona at an event at a conference, and it was a really great, energized conference where she spoke about some things she's doing, and I just found her story so amazingly interesting, and what she's doing I thought would be very helpful to the listeners of the Mind Health Coach Program. And she is a well-known sugar addiction expert. She's also the founder of the Sugar Freedom Method. She's the author of a book called Woman Unleashed, and you can find it on Amazon. And she's a regular contributing health expert on Channel 12 of the Channel 12 News of Long Island. So Jen's been, you know, in the zone of genius. She is teaching women how to get rid of cravings, stop dieting, and take back your willpower. I really, you know, I need Jen. That's something that I've struggled with for many years is craving sugar, and I've been working towards clearing that out, that craving. Jen's expertise is in simplifying the dietary confusion out of there and delivering results that last. Jen gathered her wisdom from healing herself of gastritis in her 20s and the 15 years of teaching women all around the globe to how to kick their sugar addiction. So in June 2019, we were just talking, Jen, about your new adventure with your husband and three kids. You sold your house to travel the country in your RV, and you're doing it for a year. So, Jen, welcome on the Mind Health Coach Program.
Thank you, Leah. I was like, who is she talking about? That woman has done a lot of awesome stuff.
I know,
Thank
right?
You. Thank you for that
intro. I love
intro.
It.
And
yeah.
I love that you can change your mind, you can change your life. I love
yeah.
that. It's just so true, and it's
yes.
A huge part of the Sugar Freedom Method. I mean, we can go wherever you'd like in this moment, but I just wanted to say I love that. It's the truth. Wherever your mind goes, your life goes. So
yes, wherever your focus is, it's so true, mm-hmm. and you can really rewire your brain to be in a different space and be focused on something healthier and have better choices. So why don't you tell the audience and myself more about all of this? I'd love to hear your story.
Oh, gosh, sure. So mm-hmm. I'm as transparent as it gets, and I will just tell you. So the reason I do, you know, the work I'm doing right now with the sugar addiction and empowerment coach is because as a kid, I was a sugar addict. I mean, I don't know that many people who haven't sweet craving, but for me, it went, I would say, above and beyond what most deal with. I mean, I always talk with my clients and people about, you know, half a gallon of ice cream, and it's never one Oreo. It was always 12 Oreos, and, you know, move that into college, and then it was alcohol. And so I feel like this addictive behavior for craving sugar just kind of moved with me as I aged until I decided, change your mind, right, change your life, that I had
yeah.
enough. And I needed to find the solution for me, right? Not another diet, not another, I mean, I did therapy, and you know, it was what combination is going to help me bring this all together. And wasn't until I committed that I really started to take a look, right, at my habits. I became a mom of three, and I started to take a look at what I was craving, right, when I was craving it. Was it emotional? Was it physical? Did I eat enough that day? And that really became the basis for my sugar freedom method. It's been incredible. It's a combination of everything. It's your diet. It's the food. It's the emotions. And so I was only handling one piece at a time of that, you know, growing up. And now I'm grateful to say it was Halloween. And, like, that's just not a pull for me anymore. You know, I just have it in balance. And so it's become a movement. And that was something we connected on, right, when we met. You love
Absolutely.
My passion, and I love yes. your passion for just wanting to help. And we were mm-hmm. like, well, let's connect. How can we get on a bigger platform, you know, to spread the word that, frankly, the life you want is attainable, just what's in your way. And so for me, sugar is in a lot of my busy women professionals. That's in their way, and they know it. Right? For others, it's their career is in their way, or does that make sense? Or a relationship.
Absolutely.
For me, women have this blessed life, but this sugar, this craving for chocolate and alcohol and wine is in their way, and I help them bulldoze it the hell out. So I'm extremely grateful and with my, you know, humble beginnings of where I came from with this.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that. I, you know, was... I declare myself as a chocoholic. Anything chocolate, I have always, like, really craved and needed to have, and it was a real problem for me. And I actually was in the business of chocolate for a while back in the early 2000s. I was a broker in the wholesale food industry. I also had my own little chocolate business. I ended up taking the love of chocolate and turning it into something. I would develop all these products, and I would manufacture them. I had them manufactured, and I'd sell them. And then I even did produce some things myself. So I was, like, immersed in chocolate, and it really helped me yes. in some ways to overcome it because I was experiencing chocolate all the time. But I found that it was a go-to for whenever I, like, you know, had stress or needed yes. a comfort. It was like, that was my go-to. Oh, go eat a big chocolate bar, big giant Hershey Symphony chocolate bar. And it wasn't
yes,
good. It's
I
not
love
good.
It. You got it down to Symphony. But here's the thing I always say, and it's not, for me, there's never any judgment, and it's not bad or good, but just, like, hearing you say that, right, that's, like, real for women. And I always say, like, the chocolate bar wasn't the problem. It was actually the solution. So for me, right, like, you were just doing what you needed to do to take care of yourself. And
right.
so I love to just teach, well, what's a healthier way to take care of you? But look, if you're going to go for it, the chocolate's got some magnesium. It's a relaxer.
Right.
You get a little hit, I call it, from the sugar. And, you know, it gives you a little boost the way exercise would. So but, yeah, I get it. You're just not alone. That's what I always say.
Yeah.
You're just not alone. It's just when it becomes enough for women, it's, well, how can I get it out in a meaningful way without feeling deprived, right? The last thing we want to do is feel deprived. So
exactly. But
I
think
teach.
What happens is it, like, affects because you're doing that and you're constantly, that's your go-to, you it seems to become, like, you know, an issue in other areas. Like, my cholesterol wasn't doing great, my weight mm-hmm. was fluctuating all the time depending on my stress levels, and I wanted to get a hold
yeah.
of that. And do you experience that with a lot of the women that you're coaching?
Absolutely. Everything you're saying is totally normal. See, when you're in a job or a career where you are absolutely always up-leveling and have high expectations of yourself, that's the thing. It's what I call, like, natural stress levels. It's not like we can do all that much with the stress. So when someone says, oh, well, just reduce your stress, you'll lose weight, or it'll help your cravings, I'm like, BS. Like, let's call it what it is. We need, like, when you're successful, you're going to have stress. It's a matter of how do we create a new relationship to that stress? And then it's, how do we create new habits, right? Something you mentioned, so that that's not your go-to anymore, but you can still get the mental relief that you need. So it's, right, it's like a multifaceted approach. And then, well, what are you eating all day? Because maybe that, you know, chocolate is what you needed because your blood sugar has been swinging all day and that, like, brought it back up. So it's multifaceted, and that's why you can always feel my passion. It's because it's never just handle this one thing, and so women just come confused. And so I always just want to say you're not alone. It requires a multi-faceted approach. And when you put the pieces together for you, it's the coolest thing ever. The cravings can drop away. And then what happens? For me, more important than the cravings dropping away, like all your amazing energy, right? It goes back into your life, into your business, into your career, into your marriage, if you have one, or kids. And so we take all the spiraling energy that is going into what I call a black hole of feeling bad, and, oh, look what I did again, and you put it back into your life. And so that's where the juice of my work comes in, because then I just get excited. You know, when a woman takes that back, and that's the empowerment piece.
It's even more delicious, right?
Right, true.
Yeah. So tell us about, like, your process. How do you go about your process, if you want to share without sharing it all, because obviously you have, like you said, you have a customized approach to each person.
I will share away, sister. I will share away.
Yes.
You can never share enough. Don't you worry. Besides, I'm so grateful, whoever's listening today, so grateful that you take the time, right, to be here with us, because I always tell even my clients, prospective clients who are checking me out, you know, there's a million things you could be doing with your day, but the fact that you're here just tells me that you're searching, and so kudos to that. So here's what I want to share. So everybody is different, right? So that's why a diet doesn't work, a set plan, a schedule that someone says, well, this works for me, right? It's always like, well, why didn't I follow through? It's because we're all individuals, and we need to treat ourselves that way. And the same goes for our diet. The same goes for an exercise routine. I hear this all the time. Do you know, Jen, what do you do? Why are you in super fly shape? How do you have abs like that with three small kids? And, you know, how? And I always say, because, first of all, follow the sugar freedom method, right? So I have figured out what works for me. So those who are listening, it is your job to either seek out help, right? Leia is amazing. It's to seek out help from a coach, from somebody who is where you want to be in your life. And or if you don't want accelerated results, I always say you can do it yourself. It's just a slower process, right, when you don't have somebody there who can be your eyes and ears. But you have to start figuring out, like, what works for you. Does that make sense? So for me, I do yoga right now. I used to never do yoga. It was hardcore weightlifting hit, and people think, oh, well, that's how she got in super fly shape. And the truth is, it's been almost a year now, and I've been focused on just doing yoga. My body told me that. I listened, and I started to drop inflammation. It was reflected on a scale. My mindset is different and calmer, right, especially living in an RV right now with three kids and a husband in literally 40 feet of space. Right? So I couldn't just tell a woman, well, we'll just go do yoga like I did, right? Because that might not be right for her body, or just go eat what I eat. So it's really coming up with a customized approach that works for you. And what that comes down to is A, again, seeking help, or B, starting to just notice what makes you feel good and what doesn't. I mean, that's for me where I always start with women, right? Like, what makes you feel good? And if that routine in the morning doesn't make you feel good, let's start there, right? If that breakfast doesn't work for you, let's start there. If your exercise routine leaves you drained, but in your head, you know, your trainer told you this is what you need to do 5 days a week, let's start there. So I'm very much guided by energy and by feelings, and that is the backbone of the Sugar Freedom Method. It's, you know, let's guide. And, of course, there's a structure to it, you know, getting clear, Module 1, Module 2, clarifying what you're eating, Module 3 is what I just talked about, right? This tuning in, learning to listen to yourself, that you never have to rely on anybody else again. I mean, right? You're a strong woman. You know it's the most wonderful thing when you can hear, I always say, what she's saying, your wisdom and your inner guidance system. And then it's, well, how do I live it in my life, right? How do I then take it, right? So you're talking about your chocolate? And so how do you learn how to do it different? But then when you're not in this bubble of just being with yourself, well, how are you social? Like, how do you live it? And then, of course, to have sugar be out and stay out or bring it back in a manageable way, because sugar is addictive. Sugar is addictive. It is 10 times more addictive than cocaine. Let me just say it straight up.
Wow.
So for you to have it out, although for me it's in and out, I mean, that's what I teach, the sugar freedom method is it's in, it's out, but it can come back in a way that's manageable for you. Well, you got to up-level your life, and I feel like that's what you coach around also, you know? Like,
right?
How do you love your life even more? And when that's the case, you're able to have a shift around how you view sugar. You start to see it as a roadblock to you having what you want in your life, better health, more energy, less brain fog, right? That body you want. It starts to be seen as a roadblock. Does that make sense? Versus you feel deprived not having it. So that's module 5. It's how do I love my life more? I don't know. Was that good? Does that make sense? You can pick apart
absolutely
any of that, but that's when it's, yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah. So, you know, I can relate to your experience of overindulgence. Like, I can remember polishing off a whole bag of, you know, Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, like the mini ones. Right down. Yeah, mini times 15 in my mouth. Those go right down.
Yeah.
Or York peppermint patties. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, those are, Junior Miss. We could go on and on. I looked at Facebook. I saw your amazing abs. I'm so jealous. I want them. I want to have them on me.
We could talk. It's your power,
yes.
Sister.
Yes. It is. And I really think that what you're doing is so important, especially when you mention the level that sugar has for addiction. I can totally relate to that too. And, you know, it's interesting. I was watching a healthcare reform seminar yesterday that is like, you know, it was worldwide, and there were different organizations that were speaking in regards to their employee population and how there's this addiction rate. 70% of employees are having some sort of addiction issues. But one thing that we're not looking at is probably the addiction level, like you mentioned, 10 times more than cocaine. And we've got these extremely high obesity issues going on, and diabetes, hypertension, like all of these disease processes are happening. So tell me a little bit about, we only have a couple minutes before we go to break, but like, what are some things that people can do today to kind of look
right
at food
now,
and identify
I love
stuff.
It.
Right.
And I don't mean to keep going back to the method, but what the heck, it's a movement now. So I always refer back to, well, how you handle that is method, module 2 of the method, clarify it. So chemicals cause craving. Chemicals cause your metabolism to slow down. Chemicals get stored in fat cells. Chemicals cause craving. Chemicals cause your body to break down and have all these disease. And so for me, when someone comes to me that way, forget the tuning in and everything else, I go right to module 2, and I'm like, open that up, sister. And I get them to start taking a look at immediately food quality, what are you eating, and how do we tweak it? How do we upgrade it? And that alone will change the health of your body and your waistline. That alone. And then, of course, we handle stress and other pieces, but it is absolute food quality, 100% chemicals, all the flavors, definitely. Colors, all the poor oils that, frankly, are marketed as healthy. So that is my job as a food navigator. Investigator, I teach women how to pull that out. Yep, without it
I
being
love
so drastic.
That.
Yeah. Good. We can continue on.
I love that. The food navigator and investigator. That
That is awesome. I think it's so important that we have a better understanding nowadays, too, of what is healthy. Like, you know, it seems that everybody's trying to make their packaging, you know, more appealing and
yes.
presenting as healthy. But you really need to look under that, you know, that presentation and read.
Correct.
I think that's really important.
And know what you're looking for. And know what
yes.
you're looking for. It's no longer just high fructose corn syrup. Sugar has 100+ different names. Like, you got to know what you're looking for. It's tricky, which is why it's a movement.
Yes, definitely.
Figure it out.
Well, and it's necessary, too. I mean, our children, you know, in America, I read a statistic the other day. It was something like, I think 30% of children are obese. And that's really sad to me because they're setting up for poor health down the road. And your fat storage is going to be there. You know, it's like as kids,
right.
fat storage cells, if they're small, they don't, you know, tend to really expand, from what I understand, you know, as easily. But having it happen right at adolescence, it sets them up for huge challenges down the road. So it's kind of, you know, I think it's so imperative. We've got to look at this. So we're going to take a break. We're going to go to break for a moment. But this is such an interesting and important topic. I think, Jen, that the work you're doing is so critical today in our society, the way that people are, you know, eating and being more mindful and just educated.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate
yeah.
the work you're doing. We'll be right back. We're going to take a break and tune in for more of the Mind Health Coach and Jen Edden.
I took my love, took it down.
Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being on the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach Program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
Animal Connections with Laura Rowley is an intuitive show created for you to learn what it's like to talk to animals. Laura shares 20 years of experiences of being a pet psychic and healer every Friday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, media partner for the Omega Institute. Our beloved animals share our lives and have amazing insights into our well-being, providing us with opportunities for personal growth once we truly begin to listen. It's fun to use animal wisdom to enhance our emotional and spiritual world. Who better than our furry friends to teach us the wisdom born of unconditional love?
Welcome back to the Mind Health Coach. I'm Leah Marie, your host, and you're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. The Mind Health Coach program is broadcast every Friday at 10 a.m.,
and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And to learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, you can go to dreamvision7radio.com. Please visit my website at mindhealthcoach.com to learn more about my coaching programs. I am starting to do some Ayurveda workshops as well. I recently completed a Ayurveda instructor certification through the Chopra Center out in Carlsbad, California, and I'm really excited to share information that, you know, I was taught and how it's really about self-awareness and self-study. So, you know, if you're looking to reduce your stress and identify your own mind, body, personality, and how different things can help you, like tapping into your inner pharmacy. We all have this innate inner pharmacy that will help us to solve a lot of emotional issues and then our choices. It also helps improve your physical being, so improving digestion and sleep patterns, and it helps you restore vitality and reawaken your senses, and it also brings you to another spiritual level in your life. So I'm really excited to share that program with folks that are interested in expanding their horizons and learning about Ayurveda. So for more information on that, you can also check on the website, and you can email me at info@mindhealthcoach.com. So today I have a wonderful guest on my show. Her name is Jen Ennard. And before we went to break, Jen, you were talking about your program and how you help, I guess you work mostly with women, but do you work with men too? Or is that your, like, how do you identify who you work with?
I love that. So I find that everything in life is attraction based. So right now, women business owners, typically between the age of 40 and 60-ish, they come find me and say, look, body's been changing. What are you doing? Because they identify with where I'm at in my life, and they're like, teach me. Clearly, you're congruent with your work. They love that, right? High integrity like you and me. And they're like, show me. You're not obsessed with exercise or diet. Like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, let's talk about what's going on for you, right? Kind of like you do. I love it. I love your Ayurvedic work. I think
Thank
it's
you.
So needed. I love that you talked about this whole, so I call it tuning in. That's something with my, right, the sugar freedom method is you tune in. But it's the same thing, right? It's tuning in to understand what you need. The thing is, you can't always hear it at first, right? I call it a weak muscle, like when you haven't worked out in, let's say, 5 years, and then you go and hit the gym, and the trainer's like, pick up this, you know, this dumbbell, and you're like, whoa, that's heavy, and it's like 5 pounds. But then you're at the gym for, what, 90 days, and you're like, dude, you're lifting like 15-pound dumbbells like it's nothing. It's the same thing with your tuning in muscle. It's the same thing, right? We take it from a weak muscle to I don't even know what she's saying to, wow, I heard her talk today. This is what she told me, and like, that's the beauty of my work, and, you know, I love that you're certified in Ayurveda now. Like, it's just so needed. We were saying before the break, right, about how there's so much marketing out there and how children, I think you said 30%. I don't know that statistic.
Yes.
I just know everywhere I look, especially as I travel the country, it's literally like 8 out of 10 kids are obese. And if they're not obese, they have dark circles under their eyes. 'Cause every kid is affected by poor quality food different. And I read something somewhere that had said that we're going to outlive our children. I mean, I have 3 kids, you know, 6, 9, and 11, and that the age at which children are going to live is not even what we're going to live. And to me, that was beyond outrageous and unacceptable. And, you know, we just can't blame the children. That's the funny thing. Like, we make it about the kids, but it's like, well, where's the parents in this? Where are the people raising the children? They're the ones giving them access to this. So the childhood obesity comes back to, you know, the parents' role and the food industry's role. As you, I think you know, back in, what was it, the 70s, the Camel cigarettes and stuff, they banned that, you know, having a Camel that was there. And you know, as parents, you know, point your finger in my direction, you know, if I'm not with my kids, are they on the television? Are they doing, like, what are they watching? What's programming them? I mean, for us, Halloween, you know, passed, and my kids knew. They said, all right, Mom, we know about this and that, and they asked, can we have 10? And they just kind of know that stuff isn't great for them. It's not like we're being deprived. It's the stuff causes cancer. I mean, sugar, cancer feeds off sugar, and we're blessed to have had a kid who, believe it or not, was very sick when she was born, meaning she has all sorts of food sensitivities, leaky gut, hypersensitivity, would pass out after breakfast, had rashes, and we eat very clean, but that was her. And so she learned what food dye does to her system, and even one bite of cane sugar. And she's healthy now, God bless, my six-year-old. But looking back, it was a gift to my children and to us to realize that sensitive systems, you know, are affected by the garbage and food way more than other people, but it doesn't mean it's good for you. They're just right. affected more. And so for me, does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
For me, it's God bless the sick children, because they're the ones pointing out that this stuff is harmful. And just because a kid appears healthy, it doesn't mean that's what's going on. Like, you know, how's their food quality? How's their sensitivity to food? How's their mood? You know, the storage to me of fat in children's fat cells, to me, is indication of many things having not working more than, wow, we just have obesity. For me, when a kid whose metabolism should be jacked up super high, they're putting on weight and storing it, and they have cellulite. You know, we've got some work to do. That kid is looking for a lifelong struggle with their health. You know, because
right.
when the body is storing, I call it energy as fat. Oh, boy. First of all, the body doesn't know what to do with the chemicals, so it tucks it away in fat cells to spare the body from getting very, very sick. That's what it does. And also, we're eating too much energy, and we're not burning it off, right? That's what I always look at fat as. You're eating too much energy, and what do? The body stores it as fat. So we've got two things going on, right? Protection from too many chemicals, and we've got too many calories. Calories are energy being stored as fat. So anyway, I can go all day. I'm a biochemistry major. I went to medical school, left that. So I could talk all day about what it means to me, you know, from a physiological perspective.
I love that. I mean, I think that sharing that information, and I love the way that you stated that you're consuming energy. Like, you know, a lot of times
Correct.
It's like we're just stuffing it in our mouths, right? And it's
right.
like
right.
it's really it's all about energy, and we're metabolizing it. It's becoming part of our body. So it's important that we understand that. Yeah.
Love that. That's a totally different perspective than don't eat the Milky Way. Put the Reese's peanut butter down. Don't eat the Hershey's bar. Also part of the sugar freedom method. You know, having a fresh perspective on what you're putting in your body, and not because you're depriving. It's what are you doing? And then when you understand what you're doing and you still can't get it out, well, then I bring out the big guns. You know, we start looking at the rest of your life and your body and your food sensitivities, yeah, and your gut health. I mean, there's just so many pieces to this sugar addiction, you know, health crisis we have in this country that I'm just proud to say I've, you know, figured out how we can figure it out for ourselves again and not necessarily have to rely on others to tell us. Now, obviously, if it goes beyond what we can do ourselves, yeah, there's supplements and other things that are needed, but I never, ever, ever start there. I start with diagnosing, right? Let's diagnose what's going on before we just start dropping more stuff into the body. I think you said it earlier. I truly believe the body can heal itself on some level when we get out of our own way. So
yes.
It's a matter of starting, right? Starting. Some people don't know where to start, so therefore
right.
they never start. But I say, figure out where you want to start. Is it the weight? Is it the diabetes? Is it the brain fog? Like, find the why, module one of the method. Why do you want it? Let's find your start point. You know, my mother died of cancer, and I know sugar feeds on that. Okay, great. I know I've got three kids. I hear this a lot, and I'm not a good mom to my kids. They're watching me eat at 8 at night and I tell them not to, and they're eating nachos and out of control. Great. Like, that's your start, right? Or if it's, I just know I want to look as super fly as you. Thank you for the abs comment, by the way. Look, the abs always come after you heal yourself. I never lead with the abs. I look and feel great from my mind and what I put in my body, and that's why my body reflects it. And that's literally all it is. Yeah, it's, I don't have the abs because I want the abs. I have the abs because I figured it out, and I know how to eat right and live and think appropriately for myself. And so I have abs. But I believe everyone can have that. It's a matter of, you know, what's your priorities and how much work you're willing to do and what do you want it for? You know, for me, it's my power center. I like feeling powerful. And I like looking good. And I like to feel good, right? So, yeah. Helpful. I love it talking about the kids. I could go all day on that one.
Yeah, I think it's so important, and I think because you're talking about a population that you service is mostly women, that when you tap into that woman, and you know, some of those women obviously are mothers, they're influencing for generations to come. So it, you know, it is a factor when you're considering, okay, well, you know, I'm stopping sugar cravings for myself because I want to choose a healthier lifestyle, but you're kind of sharing that health, it's like it'll be passed down, you know, to their kids as well. And I think that it's so critical. You talked about that statistic of, or that information you read about the children, probably a lot of them won't be living as long as our generation. Mm-hmm. And that's really scary. Mm-hmm. That's a horrible thing to think about, you know. So that right there is the why for me, you know, to think about this. And, you know, I think that was really impactful to share that information.
Thank you. Go ahead.
We're going to take a break in a minute, but go ahead, finish your point, and I want you to share with the audience how they can find you before we take the next break.
Sure. So what I love, what I shared with you that was impactful, that it was, you know, the children, next generation, you know, the stuff I share, everything hits everybody different, you know. For some, it's like, what do you mean I'm being duped by the food industry? And so they get annoyed by that. They don't like being duped because they're already very health conscious, but they don't feel good or look great, or their belly bloats, or, you know, their bowels don't move. And they're like, what do you mean it's related to what I'm eating? And I'm like, oh, yeah. And so for some, feeling duped because they're so educated is their why, and they're like, you're hired, let's go, teach me the method. But for others, it's, what you mean I could help my children? I feel so out of control, and you mean I could figure this out without another diet? And great. And so it just, whatever the pull is, you know, for me, I was sick and tired of feeling sick and tired. And when I learned that the food quality and the mental piece and my history of addiction in my family, with anxiety and depression growing up with that in my family, that I was predisposed for things more than others. I mean, that was it. I'm sold. Like, pull out the book. Let's talk about why I just ate another half a gallon of ice cream. I mean, I wanted to know. And then, you know, you make your mess your mission. So for me, my mess became my mission. Well, other women who have addiction in their family, you're not alone. And that's why the damn, you know, diet doesn't work. So yeah. Absolutely. So it became my mission.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. Jen, just tell them where they can find you online or how they can get in touch with you before we go to break.
Sure. You can absolutely visit my website if you would like. It's the simplest way. It's www.jecoaching.com, all one word, jecoaching. And I've got a 6-step plan to kick and manage sugar. It's really fun and quick. Read my blog. You can just get to know me. A lot of good stuff on there. But you could just start by just step one, yeah? Just starting to understand a couple of steps you can take. You can reach me that way.
Excellent. All right. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the Mind Health Coach Program.
Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being on the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega's Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Stroll through the garden, relax by the lake, or try a daily yoga or movement class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach Program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
Are you loving who you are, as you are? Or are you stuck in old pain, fear, and anger? Philomena Tripp's inspirational book, Invisible Courage, shows us we all have infinite value. Discover how one courageous woman, born with severe birth defects, overcame immense challenges, creating a happy, nurturing, and successful life. Her first step was learning to love herself. Philomena's incredible journey exemplifies the resilience of the human spirit. Buy the book Invisible Courage by Philomena Tripp, available in paperback, Kindle, and now audiobook. Visit philomenatripp.com. That's philomenatripp.com.
Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host, and you're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast. My show is played every Friday at 10 a.m., 10 p.m. The show is called the Mind Health Coach Program. And remember, you can change your mind and change your life. So I'm here with Jen Edden today. She is a sugar addiction expert, and she's sharing about her program. Jen, I wanted to ask you about your book that you have available on Amazon. We didn't touch upon that. I want to hear about that, what inspired you to write that book and how it can help people.
Oh, sure. So it's called Woman Unleashed.
Yeah.
So you would know everything about yourself, right? I believe you can unleash yourself through mindset changes, through dietary changes. And I don't feel like I wrote the book. I feel like the book wrote itself for anyone who has ever written or is an author listening to us today. It wrote itself. It was just something. I had been a health coach for 10 plus years, and I'm like, wow, I say the same stuff over and over again. I would love it when I'm long gone on this planet for others to be able to access this wisdom that I've gained over the last 10 plus years, but really at that point I was probably 35, so 35 plus years. And so it's Woman Unleashed. It's for highly sensitive women. Like I said earlier, when you have addiction in your family, you need a different approach to get healthy and get off sugar. Well, it's the same thing when you're highly sensitive. You could read self-help and other stuff, but highly sensitive women and men, they need a different approach because they're so affected by their environment, by food, by their own thoughts, by everything. I mean, we're highly sensitive just right there, and the body's very sensitive. And so through the book, I mean, I just teach women how to understand yourself better. And so it's for highly sensitive women, how to learn to kick your cravings in under 7 days, have unstoppable confidence, of course. I mean, that's just a natural thing. I love the empowerment piece. And how to have radiant energy. Right? Everybody loves to walk in a room and say, whoa, who's that person? And so I teach that comes from the inside out. And I teach that in the book, How to Have Radiant Energy. And it really comes a lot from how you feel about yourself. That's a little hinty. Yeah, like, how do you feel about yourself? Because you know your body. I've seen the most thin, in shape women, but I take a look at their face and I'm like, but they're miserable. No, thank you. And so it's not just your body that gives you radiant energy, but it's really what you're thinking. And so, like, every cell of my body is just smiling all day long. I mean, it's just pretty much how I go through life, with the exception of 7 or 8 o'clock at night. You don't want to see me. I mean, I'm a human and I'm done by 7 or 8 at night. But yeah, so that's what it's about. And it wrote itself about 4 or 5 years ago. And it's just an extension, right? An extension of my work. And it makes sense because I'm on the road now. So of course, teaching women how to unleash themselves, it just makes sense.
I can totally attest.
As we think we are, yeah.
I could totally attest to Jen's radiant energy, too. I just want to point that out because I saw Jen on stage speaking, and I was just, I said, that's an enlightened person. She is a light worker, and I love her energy, and I want to meet her. So I walked right up to Jen, and it was like after her speech, and I said, I need to talk to you. I want you on the show. You know, yeah. I think that your light is just so powerful, and this message that you're sharing, and I love this book, and I think that it's just such an important message for women. I really do. I think that all that you're saying is so important.
Okay, we need to take it back. We need to take it back. One conscious thought at a time, right? You believe in the collective. One conscious thought. So if one person can read that book and have one shift in consciousness, God bless us. It's just adding to the collective. And I just always feel that way. My work is bigger than me, always, right?
Yes.
Same. I know you feel it. It's really not about me. Like, I love what we're talking about. But this is like, who needed to hear it today? And they'll find us. And I believe that. Especially after 15 plus years of doing this work. I believe it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I do. And I think you're so right. I love that you're acknowledging the fact that this book, if it touches one person and their perspective and it brings up their vibration and, you know, that it affects the whole. I'm such a big believer in that. And that's why I do the show. I, you know, we're broadcasting over the internet and in many different countries. And I think that anytime any of the listeners, I think there's something like 1.5 million listeners of Dream Vision 7 and the shows that we produce. I just think it's so powerful. That
100%.
You know, this particular message is so important. Like you said, there's people out there that are working on their physique, and this is more than that, right, Jen? I mean, this is so much more than that. You're doing a total overhaul, when it's not just, okay, kick sugar out. It's like every aspect of you is being touched.
Nobody hires me for that. When a woman will come to me and say, look, I just want your abs, I got about 12 pounds to lose, just show me what you do, I'm like, no, not a match, doesn't work. What do you want it for? With all due respect, don't waste my time on it being selfish about just a look. Seriously, it's just, what about your health? What about your children you want to live for? What about your husband? If you don't need to have a husband, what about your rescue dog? What is it you want to do on this planet? Which is why I mainly work with women entrepreneurs. There is nothing wrong with someone if they're not. But for me, my light, my vision is to just keep shining it, right? So that we free women up, and then they do their magic on the planet. And so for me, it's a ripple effect. And that is why I do it the way I do it. It's not personal, you know, to anyone. It's just, I know who I best serve. And I always say that too with people who are thinking they need help. You know, does Leia's message totally resonate with you? Like, oh my God, she's the bomb. I love her. I mean, how could we not love you, Leia? And right. Like, and well then like, go for it. You know, it's just when the alignment is there, and I know Ayurvedic teaches this too, right? You heal. When the alignment is there, you see results. And so we're just misaligned a lot in this world. And when you realign, however you need to do it for yourself, things start to come back into balance. And yeah, cravings will reduce. I mean, it does take work. I'm not going to reduce my work to just get aligned. There's a lot that goes into it. Your gut health, for sure. Your mindset work, for sure. What are you eating? For sure. Your stress and how you interpret it, for sure. Do you have a history of addiction? For sure. And when I put all those pieces together, right, it's incredible. You come back into alignment, you know, just in your time when you're ready, step by step. And what's great is it's possible.
How long is the process? Yeah. So, like, how long does it take? What's your, like, greatest success story? Yeah.
So, for me, it's how bad do you want it? How clear are you? I've seen so it's a 90-day transformational program. Women can stay after if they want to cement more because, you know, it's 50 food and other stuff, and it's 50 mindset. I mean, you have to rewire your brain. So it's hard to say, right? But I've seen amazing things happen in women's lives in 90 days, meaning my whole body has reshaped. I now know I want to be a coach. I have women who want to be certified in the method because they're such believers now. They never thought they could ever not crave sugar. I've seen clarity. Women who have been abused say, wow, I'm taking back my control. I never realized I was giving all my power away to sugar. I'm going to go handle that with the abuser. I mean, I have seen, you'd be surprised what sugar covers up in a woman's life. And we start pulling it out, and your third eye is unblocked. Yeah, the work it's just magical. And I'm honored that you gave me the time today that we could share this for people because it's multifaceted. It is so much bigger than dropping 15 pounds when you just reduce sugar, which is what you'll hear all the time from most people who talk about getting off sugar, you know. It's just so much bigger. What do you want from your life? Let's get it, and sugar's been blocking it. I can guarantee it.
It's really a lifestyle choice, and that impacts all aspects.
That's right. If you're going to do it for long term, and I'm all about long term. Yep.
Yeah. So, what are your next steps in life with what you're doing? I know you're doing the RV life right now. You're working towards.
Great question.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
I'm in module 5 of the method. Love it. So what I taught, right, because you always have to up level. So we're working on a documentary with a dear friend who's a documentary filmmaker. I believe that everybody can be unleashed. If I hear one more person say, wow, you have 3 kids and how did you homeschool? What do you mean you're on the road? What do you mean you don't drink alcohol or eat sugar? Or what do you mean you don't go to the gym every day anymore? How do you do that? What do you mean you don't yell at the kid? Like, people are baffled. And how do you afford it? How do you do it? And so for me, it's an entire unleash yourself movement, started with the book. So we're heading to a movement. We'll see where it goes. It's in God's hands. But a documentary is coming. And I'm starting to certify women who have gone through the Sugar Freedom Method. They literally want to be side by side and share it with other women. So... yeah, I don't, and we're looking for a new place to live. We're looking for a new place to live. So on the personal side, my husband and I are enjoying the country. For those who live in the U.S., you know, listening to this, it's a beautiful country. And I love meeting new people and new cultures. I'm honored to be able to do this. And so that's the other piece on the personal. My husband and I are just deepening our marriage. We're in a tight space. It's go big or go home, and home is the RV, so we better friggin' figure it out, right? So we're just learning about each other. It's incredible. And
that's
hence
beautiful.
The documentary. Yeah. Thank you for asking. You're welcome.
Yeah, so the documentary, that's really exciting. When is that expected to be, you know, wrap it up? And I mean, it's going to take a little while.
It's in God's hands. So the beauty is, when I talked to my colleague about it, she said, you know what, it's very soon. Put out the intention. This is for anyone who wants anything from life. Here's a quick little tip on that. So you put out the intention, you do the work, and I reached out to her, so I took the first action step, and then I gave it up to God for the moment, right? And in 2020, I will revisit it with her, right? But right now, we're thinking about, well, what's the message? So I would say 2021, if I had to guess, and give me a year. To see the impact that a trip like this has on myself, my husband, and 3 children, right? We're still in only month 5. So, right, there's a lot that's still going to unfold, and that's probably documentary worthy more than, you know, we just learned we needed a new garbage pail for the bathroom. or we need to build a deck.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're tiny. It's actually a little planter, honestly. Target is a gift. Little planter, whatever it takes. The art of creativity, yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. So, you know, I think that all of your pieces that you've kind of shared with us today is so inspiring, Ben. I really, really enjoyed what you shared and how you're impacting the world, how you're helping women. You mentioned before how to get in touch with you. You know, can you share any more about that? Like, what's the time frame usually that people need to take to kind of put aside to work with you in your coaching program, that sort of thing?
Oh, thank you. I always say this, and I'll answer that. I say go to the website. I mean, you can also find me on Facebook, but there's so much out there. I say, you know, there's a master class that I really would love women to watch. This is something great. Thank you. It's under Work with Jen on, you know, www.jecoaching.com. I believe there's a Work with Jen tab, and under there, you can see the method. You can watch the master class. I think it's like 35 minutes on the method. And from there, you can really understand and learn. And then you have an opportunity to book a strategy call with me, if that makes sense to you. So I would say start there and or download the 6-step plan. If you're like, I don't know, I don't even know where to begin, you can actually just go to the site, get the energy, make sure you like what you're reading. I always say that, right? Because we're so inundated with information. And then absolutely come check out that plan, or Work with Jen page is a great place to go. It'll absolutely get you to access the method. And or you can actually get, thank you for reminding me, a copy of my book in digital form. That's free. And I believe on the website as well, under Work with Jen, you can also get a free copy of my book. Again, I like hard copy. Excellent. I love to write in books, but you can get a copy as well. And that way we can stay in touch. So that would be the best way.
Very good, very good. Well, I thank you so much, you, Jen, for coming on the show. Jen Edden, and listen up next month for a new episode of the Mind Health Coach Program. Thanks so much, Jen, for coming on, and I really appreciate your time today. Thank you. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yes.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks, listeners. See you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to The Mind Health Coach with your host, Leah Marie. Come join us next time as we journey into the discovery of natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. Mind Health Coach is a Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast. To learn more about us, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.